Hello? Yes? No, the restaurant is closed for now. You're welcome. Go on.
So, Miss Matabi says that Ramat was up a ladder.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. No, the restaurant is closed for now. You can order your food from another place. You're welcome. Bye. Okay, go on.
So Musa takes the ladder.
Oh, come on. Sarah, I'm fed up with these calls. You answer it.
Will it really kill you to answer a few phone calls instead of sitting here doing nothing?
I'm in a bad mood, okay? Can't you see that? I can't talk to the customers.
Hello? Yes, thank you. Yes, the restaurant is closed right now.
Tell them
we're doing
toast.
Some repairs, so it's closed. Yes, you can call later. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye, have a good day.
So, Ramat,
your turn. What are you doing?
When we say it's closed, period.
Go on.
Enough already. Go, 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 go.
How much longer do we have to put up with this situation?
As long as Mom and Dad drag it on.
Well, there's no way they'll ever patch up their quarrel if Dad decides to open up a restaurant on the other side of the street.
I'm not giving back their ID cards.
Farhad, this is not the way to do it. Dad thinks Mom has taken his stuff, and if it goes on, they'll grow even farther apart from each other. What don't you get?
You mean we should just sit on our hands and let them do as they please?
Definitely not, but we're not supposed to make it worse.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll only give them the ID cards and keep the rest.
So tell me, how are you going to return it? Dad has looked in every nook and cranny.
Really?
I'm really sorry, ma'am. I suddenly felt mischievous.
Musa, I've never gone to a police station in my entire life. How can you keep saying that you suddenly felt like that? I don't believe it.
I wished you hadn't come, ma'am. I'd have taken care of it somehow.
Then they would have kept you, and your mother would have gotten worried to death.
Yes, ma'am.
They're doing this to annoy me. I know who's behind this.
You are right.
This time nothing serious happened. But once that restaurant opens, we have to expect the absolute worst.
I will not let them, ma'am. Over my dead body.
All right. Get out now.
Okay.
Musa. And fasten your seatbelt. Go on, why are you hesitating?
All right.
Remember, Akbar, you started this.
Hello, Mr. Musa.
Hello there.
It seems you settled your quarrel. What's going on? Is the restaurant open already?
No. How many times are you going to ask me? The restaurant will be closed for some time now. Now go!
I don't understand. Why are the staff here then?
Damn it. Hello, Musa. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Good to see you.
Hello, Mr. Musa. Welcome back.
Thank you. How come they released you? Did somebody bail you out of jail?
No, there wasn't any need for that. I was familiar with some of the officers.
And well?
Well, nothing. I talked to Ramhat and he forgave me, so they let me and Mrs. Kirka go.
Where is Mrs. Kirka, then?
She went to pick up Shifrin from the university.
All my efforts to go on with my diet have come to nothing. It's all Mom and Dad's fault. Stress makes one eat more. That's what the doctors say. And my life is full of stress now. Besides the stress of my studies in university, I have to put up with their quarrel, too. It's going to be much worse once the final exams start. I really don't know what to do. God, please help me.
Hello?
Why don't you answer your phone?
I was busy. Why?
Have you heard from Akbar?
No, but he does keep calling me.
I did see him at the police station just a few hours ago.
Did you beat each other up?
No. Musa had a quarrel with one of his workers and he filed a complaint.
Who? Mr. Akbar?
No, his worker.
Look, Minu, I don't know what's made you hate each other so much. But I know one thing. You're still married, and you shouldn't behave like this at all.
Look, if he decides to file for divorce, let me know, because I don't want him to have the upper hand.
As I told you before, I'm not taking your side or his side in this fight.
But you're my friend!
The Minu who was my friend is not the same person I'm talking to now. If you think about it for a minute, you'll see how much you've changed, Minu. I'm busy right now. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Is something wrong?
No. How was your day?
Not bad.
Where the hell is it? Hey!
Where is it?
Call your dear mother and reassure her that I won't separate from her so easily. And while you're at it, tell her there was no need to hide my ID card. Get up already! Aren't you going to wake up already? I'm sure that if you wanted to go to your mother's restaurant, you would have woken up hours ago and be running by now. Where is my damn ID card? Manucher, Weren't you supposed to get up early and tell me about the accounts? Come on, get up!
What is it now? Why do you have to shout first thing in the morning?
This house is so untidy, I can't find anything. If I don't find my ID card, I'll hold you all responsible!
What happens if he doesn't find it?
Dad eats sangek bread every day. Don't worry about it.
Oh no, it's burning! Oh no!
I think he's just toasted his ID.
Count yourselves lucky that I didn't lose my temper. Oh.
Shireen, Farhad, get up, we overslept. Farhad, honey, wake up, it's late. Hello, Sarah. No, I'm fine. I just overslept. Yes, I'm still at home. Sarah, you and Said go to the restaurant. We're going to be very busy today. Yes, I'll meet you there. Okay, bye.
Let's go. What took you so long?
You have no idea how crowded these banks can get this time of day.
If I used to go to banks, your sister wouldn't dare put everything in her own name. Is that what you wanted to hear?
No. I wanted to say that I had to get a certified check from the bank, and it took me a while. And here it is, Your Highness, exactly what you asked for.
Do you think you'll give us the property with a written promise?
You don't have to worry. Hauman has gone there to sweet-talk the owner. We're lucky. The market is in a slump, and the owner needs to sell really badly.
I hope so.
Excuse me, sir. Tell me, do you work at this restaurant?
Yes, can I help you?
So there couldn't possibly be another restaurant with the same name in the entire area that I might be mistaking it for.
And anything contrary to that is a lie. This is the only Ashpazbashi restaurant around here, and that's... you can rest assured about that.
Then surely must know Mr. Ali Magam.
Do you want to see him, or perhaps Mrs. Kirka?
Either him or Mrs. Kirka. It doesn't really matter.
You didn't hear it from me. Promise me that. But, you know, Mr. Ali Magam doesn't come here anymore. He's gone.
You mean to tell me that he sold the place?
No, he just gave his share to Mrs. Kirka.
I'm sorry, but I'm really confused here. Isn't Mr. Ali Magam married to Mrs. Kirka?
I'm sorry. Are you his acquaintance?
I'm Tirdad's father. His daughter's suitor.
Are you sure you're not mistaken here?
But surely I can't be mistaken about that.
I have seen Tirdad's father.
I am his real father. The other one was probably a fake.
I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you. Go and please, Mr. Ali Magam, and Mrs. Kirka, she will be with you in a moment. Miss Sarah is also inside. Go inside.
Look, this deal will be good for both of us.
Yes, just take the ID card.
Oh.
Look, Mr. Sorry, what's your name?
Mustafi.
Yes. Just take the ID card.
Oh.
Look, Mr. Sorry, what's your name?
Mustafi.
My dear Mustafi, you want to sell your property,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
All right. And Mr. Ali Magam wants to buy your property. The rest is up to you. You think I should tell him? One of my acquaintances in the ministry told me that the price of land and the house will go down soon. Now it's your call.
You're quite right, but,
No, but, sir, don't make up any excuses. Start writing, Mr. Javadi, start writing. Here he is.
Hello, sir, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, sir, how are you?
Mr. Mustafi, Mr. Ali Magam.
Hello, sir. How are
you? Nice to meet you.
I'm so sorry for being a bit late. The bank was a little crowded.
It's all right. A few minutes late doesn't mean anything.
Hello, sir. My name is Manasher. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
I apologize again, sir. Please sit down.
It's okay. By the time you drink your tea, the promissory note will be ready. Sharam, prepare the promissory note.
Do it right away. Hurry up.
Yes, sir.
Your ID cards, please.
Hello, Tear Dad. Didn't I tell you not to let your real father come to the restaurant for now? Yes, he's here right now. I can't. No. Do something about it, otherwise we'll be in trouble. Okay, fine. Come here then. Bye.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
But I promised to have your money ready before signing the final documents.
It's fine. He assured me that there won't be any problems, and I trust you. And I hope I can eat kebab in your 100th branch one day, because I understand you are a great restaurant.
I hope so.
Everything is prepared and ready as promised, so we can get on with the signing. Now, you can please sign the promissory note now. And Mr. Mustafi, please take a look at the check and make sure it's all right. Now,
Javadi, don't forget the key. It's all
yes,
right,
the
yes?
key. Is it all right, Mr. Mustafi? I trust Mr. Ali Magam wholeheartedly. Here are the rest of the keys.
If you prefer, I can take them when the deal is final. I'll be more comfortable that way.
Please. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's fine. I hope everything goes smoothly, and soon we can meet to sign the documents.
Thanks, I hope so.
Yes, okay, you can sign the promissory note now.
After you.
Okay. Here you are, sir. Yeah, sign right here.
Please, go ahead.
Here you are.
Okay.
Right there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Right where, mm-hmm. right near the X.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to sign?
There you go.
Congratulations.
Right here.
Very
congratulations.
Good.
Congratulations. Wish
you luck.
Thank you
very
much. Congratulations.
He messed up. He just messed up.
You know it had to come out into the open eventually.
Not now. Well, Sarah hasn't really told her mother yet. What if she's already seen Dad or something?
How about you let me talk to them? I'll do it with your father and Sarah's parents.
Hello? Tear Dad, where are you?
At the front door.
Sarah, is your mother there?
No, unfortunately, she's not here yet.
I came here with my mother.
Which one?
The real one.
Okay, come in then. Come and save me. I seriously can't keep giving your father refreshments.
Okay, okay.
All right, hurry. God, please, please, God, let Mom be a little late today. Let her just... have a flat tire.
You have to change the oil as well.
Do whatever needs to be done, okay?
Please, Amit, bring me some transmission oil.
There you are. Hi.
Hello, honey.
He's there, sitting at the office.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Mr. Ali Magam, I'll see you at the office. I'll call you, of course. I'll call you before.
I hope so. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Javadi.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Akbar, my friend, congratulations.
Clean the place up before I get back. I want to see the whole restaurant sparkling.
How come? Aren't you coming with us?
No. I have to go somewhere, but I'll be back soon.
We're not gonna leave you, so why don't we all go together?
I said I'll be back soon. I want to walk.
Okay, but I still think you're up to something fishy.
Hurry up.
Go ahead, Akbar. Why do you pester him? Let him get some fresh air. You think everyone's like you? Come on, let's go.
I saw the girl. She's nice. She's very lovely and so polite.
I see. No wonder he chose her.
I know I couldn't make you happy. And I know you hate me.
That's not true. I never hated you at all. We just couldn't really understand each other. We both know that that could happen to any couple.
I have to return to Sweden soon. I couldn't get a longer leave from my employer. And of course, there's really not much left that I can do for him. I just want to throw a big wedding party.
How wonderful.
I know I wasn't a good husband, but I really want to be a good father. So will you help me?
Just give me some time. I'll take care of everything.
I always make things a mess, don't I?
No, but we really do need some time.
Always ask myself, what goes on in each of these homes? Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car. Or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill, or be a genius, or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police, so they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about, what happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Leaden Stars on iFilm.
How much should I pay you, Mr. Rasul?
Don't mention it.
Thank you so much.
45,000 for you.
Give the change to your assistants.
Thank you. Thank you very much, miss.
Hello, Sarah.
Mommy, where are you?
I had a flat tire.
Really? Well, you're gonna be really late then.
No, I'm done here. I'll be back shortly.
Why? What's up? Well, Mommy, I don't know what to do. Tirda's mom and dad are here, and they want to see you and Dad.
When did they come?
A few minutes ago, but you weren't here, and Dad doesn't even answer his phone. What am I supposed to do, Mom?
It's all right, honey. Keep them there until I get there, okay?
Mom, this quarrel between you and Dad is really bearing down on us. None of you even spare us a thought.
All right, honey. I'll personally call them and apologize to them. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Be careful, Mom. Bye.
Thank you.
Dear Dad.
What is it?
It looks like your mom and dad are fighting over there. Hurry up.
But why?
How should I know? But there'll be trouble if they quarrel. My mom is on her way. Hurry up.
Okay, all right. No problem. You'll be staying here,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will. Go.
All right. I'll leave my bag here,
go.
Okay?
Congratulations, son.
Thank you very much.
You've turned into an environmentalist, Mr. Ali Magam.
Hello. I was wondering how this plant survives under this very dim light. But I think I can guess. Plants are like chicken kebabs. They can adapt themselves to every taste.
Have you come here to discuss cooking with me?
No. But I could answer any question you might have about cooking.
Why are you here exactly? I've already told Minu that I won't take anybody's side in this family problem.
But excuse me, you're my lawyer.
I'm her lawyer as well. And please don't forget that I'm also Minu's very close friend.
So you're going to be her lawyer?
I told you no. Look, my job is to help people get what's due to them and solve their problems. I don't have time for these childish games. And excuse me for saying so, but if you insist on being stubborn like a child, I don't want you to come to my office, both of you.
All right. I just didn't want a stranger to be my lawyer. But I actually saw several law offices right outside. One of them is just next door.
So go there then, Mr. Akbar. That lawyer is also male.
Actually, a male lawyer would probably understand me better.
Hey, Akram, why did you turn it off? I was watching TV.
Listen to me. Isn't there even one honest bone in your body?
Akram, come on, please. Turn the TV on. I want to see the Ferdowsi Pour's show. I like all the criticizing.
Tell me the truth. What's happened? I called Akbar this evening and he didn't answer. What did you do again?
I did nothing. Maybe he wasn't feeling well. And that's why he didn't answer.
Why wasn't he feeling okay?
Because he's stubborn. He should expect ending up like this. He doesn't listen.
Ending up like what?
He can't open up a restaurant with the little money he got from his family. I found him some great investors. But he acted all so high and mighty and rejected them. Even with all his family's money, he couldn't buy a simple booth, let alone a restaurant.
That's because of your bad omen. You don't ever bring any good luck. My poor, poor brother. He didn't have any luck with his family or relatives.
Akram, my dear. Stop beating around the bush. I know you. What's happened? Did someone call you?
Okay. Didn't I tell you that your aunt shouldn't call me ever again?
When did she call? Today?
She called me today.
What did she say?
She wanted to talk to me all about her wonderful daughter.
God damn it. I wish I'd never said anything to you. I'm sorry I was honest and told you the truth. Yes, I had a relationship once. I mean, I liked my cousin. But it was all one-sided. I sent my mother to ask for her hand in marriage on my behalf, and she said no. I forgot all about her. She means nothing to me. She's married now, and her husband is a very important... Will you drop this already? Huh?
What did your aunt actually talk about?
What did she say?
Oh, now you became interested.
Oh, come on. Okay, don't say anything. Don't say a word.
She told me that Marilla got divorced.
What's that got to do with us?
Her dowry was 1,975 gold coins, and they took it from the poor man. How can your relatives live with their conscience? How can they spend money forced out of other people?
Yes, they really are shameless. How many coins did you say?
1,975. Your aunt said Marilla was actually born in the year 1975. Can you believe it? She's so lucky.
My aunt was always like that. What else?
She said Marilla is not going to stay in Iran. She plans to move to Australia and she's studying English.
Let it go. That has nothing to do with us. Get me a cup of tea. You scared me to death and my throat is dry. Come on.
Some of you are new and some of you have been here before me. And I'm happy that everyone is here today. I don't know how this restaurant was run in the past, but now I'm here and everything is new and it must be different. I'm warning you guys. I'm expecting each and every one of you that your work will be perfect. And I decide what is perfect and what's not. Doing a good job requires peace and quiet. That means the only sound should come from the pots and the pans. And I don't allow any talking behind each other's back. And you have to ask my permission for everything you want to do. Do you want to say anything?
Excuse me, ma'am. I am Hamid, the head chef's assistant. Do I have to ask your permission for everything?
That's right. Exactly. Laughing and making jokes are not allowed anymore.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Okay.
You wanted to see me?
Sit down, please. We're going to open the restaurant tomorrow. I want you to start working as the hall manager from today. What do you say?
Me?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you really think I can manage it?
Well, why not? Solmaz manages the kitchen, and Arazu looks like a good head chef. I see great potential in her. That leaves only the hall, and I can't find anyone better than you. I want you to be my eyes and ears when you're there.
I'm not sure.
I'm not asking you to be a snitch. I just want you to be watchful and inform me of any incident that could harm the restaurant, that's all.
All right. Whatever you say.
Guys, guys, Mr. Akbar is here. Get up.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
What's wrong? Hello. Why are you all standing here? Why don't you say anything?
What can we say, sir? Your wife fired us.
Don't worry. There are other ways to earn your living, and I think I can help you. You'll work for me from now on. Go on in. I'll be right with you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Go on.
We're really grateful, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Clear any garbage you find here. Throw it all away. Come on, hurry up. Let's go, let's go. And don't bump into each other.
Come on, everybody.
Hurry up and clear this place up.
Let's go.
Do you need a hand?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, come on.
How tall is it?
That's right, that's right. Maybe we can keep some of this stuff. Take it.
Hold on a second.
Oh, I just fell down.
Ramon, what's
with the ladder out from under my feet.
What is it?
And I fell down and something twisted in the back. Oh,
can you give me a hand here?
Stop whining like a baby, Ramad. You didn't fall down from the Milat Tower. It was only 3 feet. 3 feet high, for heaven's sake. That's all.
1 yard is not enough.
What, you mean more than 3 feet?
It's the monitor. Where should we get the materials from?
Materials? What materials?
The materials. Plaster and gravel and cement and the other stuff. Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Isn't what we have enough already?
Mr. Akbar, the materials.
Hold on. Ramat, how is your back?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. Never mind my back. I'm ready to sacrifice my life for you.
I'm telling you for the last time. Mind your own business. And don't say a word to those people.
Mr. Akbar, your wife fired these men from the restaurant, you know.
I know. It's okay. They'll stay here and work in this restaurant.
What are you doing? Why have you come here now? We are still a long way from opening.
You and your sister better not interfere with my affairs.
I see.
Where's Human?
Hello, cousin.
Are you alone?
Yes.
Congratulations, it's a nice place. By the way, how is Aunt? Is her foot better? I got your address from her. Didn't you say I was coming? She said something, no?
Yes, she did.
I was really upset to hear about your unfortunate divorce. How should I put it? To be honest, I was both upset and happy. Why? Because it's very hard to find the right person you want to spend the rest of your life with. And it's very difficult to hold a wedding ceremony and spend some years together and then go your separate ways. But I was also happy. Why? Never mind.
Well, I guess that's fate, cousin.
Yes, yes. Sorry if I seem nosy, cousin. I heard he used to beat you.
Who he? Beat me up? No way. He started shouting at the court and I hit him in the head with my laptop so hard that he could only laugh in response to the judge's questions.
Well done. Serves him right. So you got rid of him in the end. It's a good thing you had no children. Otherwise, you'd have to deal with him.
You are totally right. How about you? Don't you have any children?
No. You know, you really have a nice place here, really. It's...
I just bought it on a whim. I paint here, you know. Sometimes my friends drop by. But I intend to sell it and go abroad for a while.
Where to? Why do you want to live in a strange country? All your relatives are here. Seems like a shame.
I want to be away from here and live for myself. I'm just so tired. I'm tired of people's vicious remarks. When you have money, you can live happily wherever you want.
Yes, I know what you mean.
So how is Akram?
Not bad. She's a bit down lately and keeps getting sick, and I have to take her to the hospital. She asked me to give you her best regards, by the way.
What have you been up to lately, cousin?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to open a big restaurant with Akbar, Akram's brother. We found a place already. It's going to be great. Yes.
But he already has a restaurant.
You haven't heard anything, huh? You have no idea what's happening. Well, Minu, Akbar's wife, was interviewed on television, and she said that she practically was running the restaurant and that Akbar didn't really do very much. Akbar got mad, and they had a big fight, and now Minu has taken over the restaurant. So then, poor Akbar, being very upset, came to our house. I told him everything was going to be okay and so on, but he asked me to open a restaurant with him. And I had to say yes, because this was Akram, you know, and I agreed to his proposition.
Interesting. So they've gotten divorced as well.
No, no. I mean, it's not official yet, but it doesn't look good, and I think they'll get divorced real soon.
I had no idea so many things had happened.
Yes, we had a lot going on here, cousin. I'll tell you more about it later. Now, the reason I'm here is that I came to see how you're doing and to find out how you are. And also, I have a suggestion for you.
A suggestion?
I'll tell you.
Hurry up, take this junk away from the windows and let some light in.
It was one of those days. I really want to know what Dad is doing in the other restaurant. I think Mom and Dad have to be alone somewhere quiet to talk to each other and get everything off their chests. Everyone's meddling into their affairs and it's only making matters worse. The restaurant will finally be open tomorrow. I don't know what we're gonna do without Dad there. And Tear Dad didn't call today. Never mind. It doesn't matter.